With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. The tribe that owns Cache Creek Casino Resort in Yolo County got approval this week for an expansion that would make Cache Creek the biggest hotel in the region. Sonia Sorich, the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, joins us now to talk about that story and other business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
How many hotel rooms are we talking about here?
Well, the tribe got approval from the Board of Supervisors to develop up to 459 new rooms. The hotel in the Cape Hay Valley currently has 200 rooms and has apparently been operating at near capacity since opening in 2004. The tribe will pay Yolo County $161 million over 22 years in the agreement.
So under this expansion plan, Cache Creek could have 659 rooms. How does that compare to downtown hotels?
The expansion would make it the region's biggest hotel. Right now, that distinction goes to the Hyatt Regency Sacramento and the Sheraton Grand Sacramento Hotel, both in downtown Sacramento. They each have just over 500 rooms.
Aside from the new rooms, will anything else change at Cache Creek with the expansions?
Yes, you can expect some other changes. The tribe has previously said that this project will cost around $200 million. You can expect a pool, restaurant, more meeting space, and a multi-purpose ballroom. Cache Creek does have a casino, but no additional gaming space is planned.
What's the schedule for these changes?
Construction could start this month, but we'll have to wait and see.
Speaking of big projects, a massive new health club in Folsom is finally ready for customers. It's called Lifetime Athletic Folsom.
Maybe you've spotted it while driving along Highway 50. The new health club is nearly 300,000 square feet. In addition to your typical exercise equipment, it has indoor and outdoor aquatic centers, a cafe, a spa, tennis courts. Construction costs were more than $30 million for this project.
And this company has another local club, right?
Yes, the Minnesota-based Lifetime Fitness entered the Sacramento area with a massive Roseville facility that opened in 2015.
What does this new Folsom project say about the fitness industry?
For starters, it shows that there is still a demand for these big health clubs. Also, people are apparently willing to pay a little more money for all the amenities that these big clubs offer. Membership prices will vary at this Folsom Health Club, but in general, prices for singles, couples, and families range from $119 to $340 a month. But it's important to note that while these big clubs keep growing, the Sacramento area is also still seeing a rise in boutique gyms. These smaller fitness concepts that also emphasize a sense of community. An example of these facilities is Cycle Bar, a luxury indoor cycling franchise that's opening soon in Roseville. We'll likely continue to see more boutique fitness concepts as retail centers are filled with more experience-oriented offerings instead of traditional retail stores.
The Sacramento area could be getting a new business aimed at gamers.
Yes, that fits in with that experience-oriented focus I mentioned. The local entrepreneur behind this business says it's still in the very early stages, but she did recently launch a Kickstarter campaign to raise $12,000 for the business, which is called Pickup Sticks Gaming Parlor. It would offer food and alcohol in an atmosphere that focuses on both board games and video games.
Do you know where the business would be?
No, it's in the early stages, so it doesn't have a location yet. That kind of depends on several factors, but the owner is focusing on the area, ideally, of Howe Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard near Sac State.
This kind of sounds familiar. Haven't we talked about something like this before?
Yes, a separate concept called Save Point Tavern raised more than $27,000 through crowdfunding with plans to open in East Sacramento. However, last year, a founder of that business announced that the East Sacramento site wouldn't happen. Still, the owner of this new business is optimistic and says she's offering something that is new to the area.
And the name of the place, Pickup Sticks, what's the story behind that?
This is a reference to how food will be served at the business. Food would be offered on sticks or toothpicks, so customers don't have to worry about touching food and handling a game at the same time.
Sonia, thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.